All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Fritz Reggie was born with a pussy.
I learned that too. Shit, please.
You said it, bro.
You see, just like when Jason said that, some shit y'all be saying about me.
No, nigga, you're a transsexual. You are a transsexual.
Every human being was born with a pussy.
I wasn't. I wasn't.
He just said every human being was born with a pussy.
Right.
I wasn't born with a pussy.
So he's admitting. So he's saying, I was born with a pussy. Right. So you were with every human being.
I may be an alien. You don't know.
He was talking about embryo pussy at first. Now he's saying born with a pussy. I'm saying, bro, it's cool, man. You do have a facial hair issue.
Oh, what Timmy Mac got?
I got long nuts.
So, do you have long nuts?
Hey, I'm blessed down there.
That's not what I asked you. I said, do you have long nuts?
What do you stick your nuts in?
Stick it in?
Yeah.
In the vagina.
In the vagina.
No.
So then why would that matter? Right, how would that be a blessing then? I mean, what are you talking about?
He's blessed down there.
He says he hates long nuts because he sits on them.
Right. I just said
I'm blessed down there. I never said nothing about my nuts.
Well, that's what his question was. That's why we keep asking you. Just answer the question.
Because we all blessed down there?
I don't know about y'all.
Just the fact that you have a penis.
Right.
There's some people who don't even have penises.
Yeah, true.
Right. Even a micro penis, guys, he's got a micro blessing.
This is good things come in small packages.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you didn't ask. You did what you do.
He asked you a question.
I think my nuts are very average. They're not that long. Like when they dropped, it wasn't like a drop to the point where like.
So your nuts sit high.
I'm not gonna say they sit high. I said they're average. Yeah, what, Jimmy Mac? Are you making that face?
Well, you said when they dropped. And it just, I don't know.
It sounded weird.
Yeah, so they weren't, your testicles weren't always descended? You had like one stuck up in it? Because I know people that have had
No,
that.
Like when I was a little boy, before like 11, they were just there. And then when I was puberty hit, it got a little bit more loose.
Oh, okay. But that's not the same thing as a nut dropping, because there are some people that don't, their nut is actually inside their body.
I didn't have that
problem. And when it drops, now they have two nuts. So they may only have one nut because the other nut's still up there. When that nut
drops.
That's
a thing?
Yes, a thing.
Sure.
So did you get surgery right away?
Like, no, it's supposed to drop.
My dog's nuts had to drop.
Huh. I did not know that.
Yeah,
they were high risers.
So when you said that you're dry, I didn't know if that was you.
So your nuts are average, but your dick is blessed.
Blessed.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that matters.
Are you sure?
Yeah, my dick is blessed.
What if I told you that making good babies required you to have blessed nuts?
I'm not saying it's just not drop. It's not long. Like Jimmy Mack said, his is. But I think my nuts
What if I told you long nuts equals great kids? And short nuts is,
We'll see when I have kids.
Complaining ass kids.
We'll
see. He has a little complaining ass motherfucker.
We'll see.
I learned that I believe black people don't want to win. We're not ready to win.
Or they don't know that what they're doing is not helping them. Because they think complaining is helping them. That's the thing.
No, see, I think this is nefarious. I think that they want to keep losing. They need to keep losing because as long as they're the victim, they actually have the privilege. That is black people's privilege, is losing. As long as they're the loser, they have privilege because they can pretty much say whatever they want to say. They can talk shit about anybody they want to talk about, any social program.
I don't want that privilege.
But it is, right?
They do.
We've talked about this before, right? The things that
a black person can call a white person any kind of name, C words, whatever words, but let a white person say nigga.
One time.
Oh, it's over.
And it's like, okay, so, you know, we have, as far as, because we're the victim, right? And I've been there, you know, I felt like, you know, somebody that had more things than me, then you can't necessarily be mad at me for trying to just get what I get. You know what I mean? My little bit here, because I'm the victim, I don't got nothing. And you're gonna be still off better than me. Right. After the fact. So don't cry, motherfucker. You want to switch? You know what I mean? No. So then just come off it real quick. You know what I mean? And don't be too mad because your life is still better.
But I don't know what you mean.
Well, like if you were stealing something from somebody, like, you know, you take a necklace or some shit,
right.
Like, look, car, whatever, you know, radio, TV, who cares? Right.
All those sitting at your house right now? In your garage,
daughter.
Right now.
Whoa. I mean, you probably have, but.
Have what?
Taking a white man's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay then. Oh yeah. So what are you talking about? Why'd you go?
He said, oh yeah, so cool.
Right. Because I forgot about the one that the white girl was with the ruler, huh?
Mm-hmm. She smacked the fuck out of him. She should have smacked your ball. They would swole up.
They'd have dropped sooner. but I think that, yeah, we gotta figure it out. You
know, I'm sorry. Can I yeah. sign over a second? Yeah. So in our premium show, we were talking about our significant other, like, knowing everything about us. I wonder, would French Reggie have ever told his girl that a white chick smacked his dick with a ruler if it hadn't been on the show? And what's funny is, he probably was hoping it stayed buried.
Right.
But now that we know she listens, she's going to hear this.
Oh, yeah.
So, ma'am, I don't know if you know this about your boyfriend or not, but there was a time when he got tied up by a white chick and allowed her to smack his dick with a ruler, and it turned him on. So if you are this,
you didn't say that.
It was just her in control turned me on, not me getting slapped by the ruler.
So if you don't have a ruler, get you a six pack.
Well, hey, he's giving you insight though, right? He said he likes to be controlled.
Yeah, he likes to be controlled.
He turned him on. So do with that as you will.
You can be as domineering as you like.
So maybe there is some truth that they need to know shit, because if you don't know that you like to be controlled,
she's gonna try to let you pick the restaurant, and you don't want none of that shit. He likes it when you call him bitch.
Nah, I didn't say that. I didn't say that part.
So wait a minute. So we got it. How did you know that Kit liked to be choked, or do you just guessed?
How did I know that?
She probably told you.
No, I didn't know. I just tried some shit.
That's what me. That's yeah, what I tried. And you shit. Get a reaction, right?
Yeah, it's the right noise. Yeah. She made the right noise.
You know, that's how it is with a thumb in the butt. You never know. It's always a risk.
Yeah,
thumb in the butt is a risk.
No, but it's you gotta swirl it first, right? Yeah. And then, you know, before you go in, and that's your like your warning sign, like here it comes, right? And if there's no like, hey, I'm not into that, then you're kind of into that then, right? Because I was swirling it, and you kind of didn't say anything.
They probably didn't even know.
Maybe they were like, maybe. Well, I know. Hope this nigga don't push this.
No, you gotta know. If I'm playing here, if I'm playing on the front,
I got. She like. I don't got a shit, but I don't not have to shit.
Right.
Like if I pushed, I could probably shit.
And that's the thing, right? You can't because you don't never know where they're at in that stage, right? Like where the prep is, like how far or how recent or how soon.
If y'all had hibachi for dinner, probably a bad idea.
Oh man.
Probably a bad idea.
Oh. Oh shit. What else we learned, man?
I'm trying to figure out how French Reggie gauges that on the eating the ass thing. Ma'am, did you also know?
Yeah, she knows that.
That
she knows. She knows. No. She knows. We had a whole conversation about
it. Of course she does. You guys have dated more than three times. You've been out on more than three
she
dates.
She knows intimately.
Right. She found out 3 dates in.
She's still trying to drive
her ass. She found out through the podcast. That's what she found out.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
Then she's like, hey, we could date.
Right. Wow. So this is what I'm saying. This is what this podcast is, man. Like we're helping people out.
Yes.
This isn't just a podcast.
It's not.
This is a whole life experience.
It really is. Yeah. And if you I try to tell people, I feel like we do a little bit of that because I was listening to Me Against the World. Uh-huh. Tupac. Like Tupac was a
mediocre rapper?
No, fuck that. I'm talking about the things he talked about, right? He was trying to and there was other rappers that did it, but he was trying to give you education shit too, like yeah. Like you know what I mean, like young niggas, the song that I was listening to on that, and he's basically like, oh, you dumb motherfucker, like, you know, you could be a fucking lawyer, you could be other shit than, you know, you got all this, you out there selling, you could be an accountant, you good at money and shit, stop being a dumb nigga, right? So with all of the thug life and all that shit, his real I think passion was trying to uplift the fucking black community, and I feel like that's where we're at too.
So he was like, when you say I may not be the I'll probably spark the idea to change the world, some shit like that.
Yeah. And I feel like that's us.
Good quote, French Reggie.
Right. I forgot it, man. I know feel like that's us. Shit like that.
Look at him. They don't even know half the quote.
He just knew the last 2 words.
So I can spark somebody and do
spark
something. Change the world.
Spark the world.
What else did we learn? God isn't real?
No, oh, no, I was going to say that.
That dude, that's what I learned.
That's been on the show a few times. I'll make sure to get you that.
But I was going to say that Noah's Ark was a It was a lab.
Floating lab.
A floating lab.
Full of animal DNA, species DNA, not necessarily the animals.
So how do you think they fucked around with those DNA sequences to create the new animals we have now?
So well, you got to listen to the Michael Cesarian about the DNA fucking...
sequence.
Oh, no, not that. Just all the possible experimentations that could have happened prior to ending up with the humanoid that we are.
Yeah.
And, you know... We've fucking talked about Centaurians or what are the shit with the half booty and
Minotaurs.
I don't know. That Pokemon shit?
No, the horse. The fucking half man and half horse. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, isn't it some imagination, unicorns, all that? Like a giraffe is more unbelievable. Like, I can't say that word too. Like a unicorn is more believable than a giraffe.
Yeah. I like how he porky pig that bitch. Yeah, he's like, let me just say it the other way.
What are you trying to say?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't say. There's certain words like I struggle with. Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Really? Certain words? I say about half and half. Nigga, it's like, toss up.
Let me just go ahead and put that on what we learned. French Reggie sometimes struggles with words.
Let's just start. Sometimes, this is what I learned this week. Sometimes French Reggie struggles with words. We can just start there. And sometimes he just shuts down in the middle of the word and just shakes his head.
Man, that shit was fucking hilarious. He just give up. That's good. I mean, that's self-knowledge. Like, what do you say? Knowledge yourself. When you know you just ain't got it, fuck it. Why keep going?
That's what I'm saying. We're helping the world, man. One day, French Reggie is going to be in front of a large crowd. He's going to have to speak. He's going to already have known to get railroad the words. That yeah. He'll never say unbelievable in a speech, ever. That'll never happen.
No, never.
It'll be beyond belief. That's what he's going to know that. He's going to know that ahead of time. You'll never hear him say unbelievable.
Like, even interesting. Like, I had a hard time saying interesting. I had to always say interesting. I could not just say interesting.
But now you can.
Yeah, like, it's just time. But
yeah.
I have to say it.
Welcome to America.
I have to say it and then say it. I have to say it in my head and then to say it again.
Yeah, I think we all do that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you say the words in your head before you say them?
No.
You don't?
You heard me talk.
No, I have to say interesting. I mean, interesting.
I think it's a split second, but I always think of what I'm saying.
You know what word you're about to say, but I say I sing it in my head and then say
you sing it.
I was like, interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's how
sing it?
That's how it goes
what
in my
tune?
Head.
What tune?
Like, interesting. Interesting. Like, literally like that.
What was that? What, wow. No, what was that?
Controversy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Interesting. Gotcha.
But no, I don't, when I'm focused on what I'm saying and I'm like doing a, you know,
job
a speech or something like that, or whatever, then yes, I'm thinking about it. But in normal conversation, it's just kind of, flows.
I'm trying to figure out, do I really do that or not?
It just kind of flows in a regular conversation.
You know what you're about to say next, but do you actually say the whole word to like, oh, this is what it's going to sound like? Like, I say it so I can remember.
You close your eyes? Sometimes.
Sometimes you do. Probably, yeah. Sometimes.
Anyway, we'll catch y'all next week.